Don't look at me. Yeah, it sucked. But yeah, that was pretty uncomfortable, dude. Excuse you.
Matt. Pardon me, okay?
You're excused.
I got hit with a race war myself this weekend.
Did you really?
Yeah. I went over to my friend's house to watch the boxing match this Saturday night.
Fertile soil.
I was the
race
lone
war.
Honky.
Really?
And, it was a battle. But I'll be honest, I was chumming the water as hard as I could. I hit him with my classic Prince songs. And then, yeah.
It's so hard to defend against, though. Because when you're trying to prove he rules, it's like, he's definitely a talented musician. But
it's kind of all you can.
It's hard to name the
hits.
It's
tough, dude.
He does have a decent amount.
And then
they
were like, all right, listen to fucking Purple Rain. Next day,
Purple
I listen to Purple
all right.
Rain.
Purple Rain's
dude,
all right.
That shit stinks. There's like three songs on there that you're like, nice.
Oh, you're talking about the album.
Listen to this. Like, so Ragone, a dude who busts
he's
wedges.
Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
He's
a massive Brock Lesnar. Yes. But this dude who was busting wedges, he ends up getting beaten up by a jump by these frat guys. He goes, hey, after practice, like, I'm going to take you. You're going to show me where this guy's house is. And he's like, point out the frat, like which one it was. And Ragone like points it
out.
Oh,
my God.
They park it. Richie goes up, knocks the door, right when they answer, he fucking kicks the door in and just starts beating up the frat. Starts beating up the frat, dude.
Dude, get off me, dude.
What the hell, dude?
Think of being high in college. You're like, dude, listening to fucking Asher Roth.
You have a gelled spike and a visor on you. No, like, dude, come on, man.
I got so much fucking pussy last night.
remember in Revenge of the Nerds when the guy, like, it turns out he date rapes her, but he goes, all nerds think about is sex after he eats her out, pretending to be her boyfriend. Maybe that's what Diddy is. Maybe he is just a nerd to his core. And he's so horned up that now he's got drugs and stuff where he's
true.
Like, I could just have all my nerd boners.
Oh, he would have so many nerd
boners. He's just growing up with the most vicious boners.
Sweaty nerd boners.
I made a nerd boner. I got to witness a nerd boner in science class in high school.
Oh,
kid had to give a presentation.
Oh, no.
It was one of the best things I've ever seen. Like, it's your turn, and he was like, I can't. And they're like, did you do it or not? And he's like, please don't make me.
Oh, no.
He did. And the teacher was like, get up here. What are you doing?
Need a boner?
Rock hard.
Oh, my God.
And he was a nerd. He didn't know how to talk. Khakis, dude.
Oh.
It was a Catholic school. He was wearing khakis and a sweater vest.
He was hard as fuck.
The hardest boner you've ever seen.
Watch the game. I'm the head of this grief group, and I got to do a one-on-one with this lady. Her husband died about 13 years ago, and she's really going through it. And it's like, Dad, just say you're going on a date.
Yeah.
We're happy for you. You did your time with Mom. You rode hard for her. Please be getting it in. Because I don't want you to become like a model train guy or like a birdhouse collector. Like,
what are you talking about?
Please.
Put a hooker with him.
Hey, honey, you can't be mad. My dad's here. I'm spotting my dad.
I'm having a three-way with my dad.
Yeah. Dude, have done it on Cat House.
You gotta kill yourself. I know. On Cat House, yes. I'm taking my son to get laid. That's the horniest dad of all time.
My dad's worried he doesn't know all the new tricks, honey, so I'm here holding his hand. Ugh, that would I would cut my penis off and send it to my mom's grave.
That's a nut.
Dude, if you got your dad's ass,
he'd Van Gogh your dick. That is the nut. The post nut clarity of a three way with your dad is suicide. That's suicide, dude. As soon as you nut, you're like,
yes. Or you ascend and you're like, nothing does matter.
Yeah, true. Me and my dad are like Vikings.
Yeah.
This is like an ancient thing.
This is a ritual.
This is what men are supposed to do.
It's like at the end of it where they lock tongues.
We're definitely not reaching the weirdest level of gay there is.
Yeah. Thing for you?
Yeah.
Legitimately, but.
If Shane were
to. You come on. You wouldn't do it.
If Shane were to.
I don't dirty talk.
What would you tell him to say? If, say he was.
Yeah. Let's say I was laying down. You were fingering me.
Okay.
What type of thing would you tell me?
Nice dick.
not nice dick. Pretend I'm a lady.
Yeah.
Pretend I'm a lady with a nice pussy.
Okay.
What would you say?
You turn me on over here.
No, what type of things? I don't know.
Dude,
have you dirty talked
would
at all?
Ravish you.
Yeah, what would you say?
I mean, it really depends. I'd have to size up what you know, there's a lot of like.
Just tell me what you said.
Dirty talk. No.
Just tell everybody the type of things you were saying.
No, I was saying, no, that's a, that, I will address that at some point. But, you know, we had a pre thing. Because, see, this is the. If you. Because. If you can't, this was the idea of a pre podcast discussion to not bring this up.
Because I didn't bring it up.
I understand. If I was listening to this podcast, I would be like, just say it.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Because now...
I did put you in a bad spot, and I apologize. I'm the... German didn't really specifically ask, but it was kind of a known thing. Don't bring this up. But... That being said, I was bringing up something that happened years ago.
Really?
Yeah, he told me one time he talked dirty years ago, and he was, and I was like,
"I've always
you say?
Been a dirty talker."
I know, but what type of things do you say?
What, it depends on the woman.
Okay, what any woman? Just pick one that you remember that
a woman, a woman who was a terrorist, but you saved her, and she saw the, her wicked ways, and was like, "Oh man, I got to stay with this guy then." Yeah. But she still loves. She still wants to kind of murder all the Jews.
She wants
get them
to
out of the Holy Land.
All the Jews.
She still does. She but see, she also loves
you guys.
Yeah.
She also loves you because you saved her from that bomb.
Yeah.
They were blown. They had a fake lunch truce. Like,
talking to you about how to jerk your dick.
Well, she's kind of like, don't give in. She's like, don't give in to just like trying to fap and get it over with. She's like, relax, take your time.
I always wondered who was doing those.
Me.
That's like, I swear to God, that's in my range. That's above gangbang as far as like weird thing to whack off to. That's like up
not,
there.
Not a regular J. Like, there's ones that are just like naughty boy. This was like, dude.
Yeah, this was like somebody pretending to be like a yoga instructor.
Yes.
Like very like, open your chakras.
Sort of, yeah. But then like she's like, it was a JY.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It was
dude.
A JY while she was having sex. And I was like, just make one face.
She was having sex?
Yeah, this
talking
wasn't,
during having
yes,
sex.
Yes, dude, and she wasn't even
that's
making.
So hot.
She
dude.
Wasn't even making a face. I'm like, dude, make one face.
Oh,
she's like, don't get
so
caught up in the
hot,
rabbit
dude.
Hole of that inner animal.
Some dude was fucking her while she was talking to you.
But he was barely moving. She was kind of just doing the moving. And she, yeah, now that I think about it, that is pretty nice.
That's awesome.
It was pretty tight, dude.
This
it was.
Bug is just in our eye line, well, dude. I'm gonna fight him.
That dude, we'll get him. I'll snatch one before I fucking.
You will. I've seen you.
What's you can. Well, yeah, it was really an experiment in functionality. You know, it's like I wanted to see. I got a taste.
Shut
of,
the fuck up! You whacked off to porn. It wasn't an
no,
experiment in
no,
functionality.
I'm saying not doing porn. I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to see what works better. I was like, maybe I shouldn't do it. Maybe I should never watch this stuff again. And then I would just be like, at night, it's more so like an anxiety release button where it's nighttime. I want to go to sleep, and I'm like, I could just pass out right now if I smash the button. But then I would be like, or I can lay there and try to figure out how to like. Deal with that and de-escalate myself. And I'll be honest, I've been working on it for a year and it's like, it's pretty hard. I just smashed the fucking panic glass.
I think you're just adding a stressor.
That's another thing I was thinking too. I'm like, I could just, but here's the thing. What I am.
It's a nice thing. I'll be honest. I wish that was my going to bed stressor.
What?
It is that nice to have such a pointless, non-factor of fucking. Thing to be anxious about versus focusing on real life very difficult it is nice to have that battle that you're like I can't whack off normally I'm laying there like I'm gonna fucking die my heart's a piece of shit holy fuck whack off just straight back to like holy shit dude this is out of control
I'll pass right out that's the thing I'll pass right out so that was the So now I'm still on the fence. I'm like, all right, I'm off the knock. But I don't want to like nail myself to a thing because it started creating a lot of pressure. And it's like, I'm not puritanical. I have nothing. I'm not like, I mean, there are some of the videos that do bum me out. Where I'm like, this just feels terrible and awful. So, yeah, it's TBD, but right now I'm like.
You got to send me that link.
I'll send it to you.
That sounds like a good one.
I'll send it. The lady knows a lot, dude, about stuff, dude. She's so smart.
Yeah.
I fucking
it's
love
more of
her.
A. It's not even like porn. You're just watching like that's like
I love her mom.
Biology.
It's
anatomy.
Dude, she's just telling you how to control the inner beast, dude. And then the whole time I'm like, please just make one face, just make one cool sex face. She doesn't do it. And the videos are quick. She's a trap for the OnlyFans. She wants to send people to her OnlyFans.
Oh,
I've so many times been like, I could explain this, and I'm like, no. Like, no, it's cool. She does like sex lessons. I just want to sign up.
I'll get,
I had the discussion in my head being like, no, just tell her.
I'm learning so I can use it on you, honey. I got the.
I'll start thinking about it every day. That's
I got
thing.
The bank reports of like, you spent $20 on OnlyFans. I'm like, dude. How the fuck do I have an OnlyFans? It's like, oh, yeah, I get drunk in hotels. And I'm like, I'm on Instagram. Somebody gets me on Instagram. I'm like, I'd love to see her OnlyFans. By the time I get to it, just sleep apnea.
Yeah, I just, I'll start looking forward to it every single day. And I'm like, dude, fucking come off of it.
Really?
They're like sweets for me. If I don't have sugar, I don't think about it. As soon as I have one cookie after every meal, I'm going, well, I need something one sweet now. I need something sweet now. And I'll just start being like, I'm going to watch porn now. I'm going to do it. Dude, it's so crazy. Like, if you don't look at pictures of naked ladies and then you see them again, you're like, I can just look at them. Right. You become like an 8-year-old again. You're like, I can look at naked ladies right now.
Dude.
I know. It's, the experiment has run me off the off of some rails that I'm trying to recover right now from. I know. It was an exploration. It really is an exploration.
You did unbelievably well. You almost won a year.
Oh, dude, I know. I wanted to make it to August and then reassess and go, all right, I had a year off of porn. I'll go a year on porn. I'll see which one.
Yeah. Now I'll do porn every day. See what that's like. I'm running experiments.
I'm going to get funding from the Disgusting Brothers. Big.
The Disgusting Brothers, they love this type of research. They did fucking no cum for 90 days.
I tried that. I go, I'm not a no-fabber.
The
sure.
Disgusting Brothers must have been leaking jizz constantly. The Disgusting Brothers were so horny. They would call. Every conversation was like, oh, it's getting hot out. The girls are starting to wear yoga pants. Oh, like, dude, just fucking nut already. Shut up.
It's fucking. It's, yeah. I just walk on the other side of the playground like, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ.
This is my boy dog.
Yes.
You want to know how I know? We gave him a boy's name. Do you want to know why? Because of his fucking dick and nuts right there. We even cut off his nuts. Still a bro.
Still the bro. As long as you have the hog.
That's a good thing to talk at the dog park.
Oh, true.
Gender.
Yeah, what kind of dog is it? Be like, well, we don't really know. What
we have no idea other than his fucking cock and balls.
Has it sufficiently expressed?
Look at his giant dog cock.
What's the biggest dog dick in the world on record? Can we get that?
Yo, I told you I saw that one.
What
that fucking dog fucking a lady recently?
What?
Yeah, I didn't know how big dogs' dicks were.
How much they got inside their body?
I thought that little boner they get when they're chilling. Oh, I thought that was their dick.
That's just a tip,
bro.
Their dick. They have like Tim Burton character finger dicks.
They have huge dicks.
Really? They don't have this. Pigs yes. have a spiral. They have like a little like. Hook yeah, on her, right?
No, it looks like a
eraser. Yeah, or
it looks
something.
Like a giant cock. It's huge.
It's like an alien dick.
Yeah, I've been damn, fully erect dog.
They
penis.
Have theirs is like they get that feeling too because that's like they have like a bare dick. You know what I mean? Like their dick's inside
it's like
their
an
body.
Organ. Yeah,
exactly. So when disgusting. That thing touches, it's probably like, oh my god, it's probably. Warf, warf,
I tell you, the video I saw, that dog lasted longer than me. That thing was flying.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
You think they're ripping like four loads?
By the way, I didn't want to see this video.
But yeah, about this was sent I didn't to think me. To ask you that. Who sent you that?
Vile gentleman, war mode. The most vile boys we know.
Isn't that an illegal?
The disgusting that, brothers.
Isn't that like having? Isn't bestiality illegal?
Yeah,
but bestiality videos aren't illegal. Like no one's ever gotten raided by the feds for having like a bestiality cache.
A girl just got in trouble for fucking dogs on Snapchat.
For
like
sure.
Like a 19-year-old girl, just she had like videos of her. Yeah.
But how come possession isn't a... How come possession's not a crime?
I have no idea. I mean, every single person's seen Mr. Hand get butt-fucked. It's not like it's CP.
That's what I'm saying.
It's kind
it's
of
an
just a
act.
Funny video.
I mean, it is hilarious.
It does become illegal if you lustfully look at a woman fucking a dog.
Yeah.
Although, yeah.
Sin of the spirit, I guess.
Something happens when I'm telling you. It's a very uncomfortable feeling.
Well, you're watching the woman's pleasure.
So
obviously.
Billy found the video of the guy fucking the snake.
Yeah, yeah.
And that led, I think, Spud down a wormhole. Little rabbit hole of like, what else is on this website?
Oh, no.
Lemaire, you're nodding as if you've got something to add to this.
No, I've seen that snake video. It's hilarious.
Snake video is fucking disgusting.
That's fucked up. You showed me that. Are you saying the Disgusting Brothers found
the
all
disgusting
the
Disgusting Brothers? The Disgusting Brothers.
Billy and Spud are the Disgusting Brothers.
Dude, Warmo is the Disgusting Brothers. The Disgusting Brothers found it, dude. And sent me it. Everybody, this is too much for this. Might save some of this for the Patreon.
True,
this is a very damning statement I was about to make.
Yeah, save that. I just like to know the Disgusting Brothers.
Disgusting Brothers are out there on the internet doing wild shit.
I didn't know one of the Disgusting Brothers found that snake video. I didn't know that was your
Billy. I had seen it before.
I thought
I talked about it long. Like, I remember seeing it. I saw it when it dropped.
True.
But Billy went and found it again recently.
Oh, and he resurfaced it.
I forgot how horrific that video was.
I wasn't prepared for that either, man. When I saw that, I was like, this is...
Seeing a dog's boner was also pretty off-putting.
Yeah, you saw the whole thing? You saw the whole damn thing?
Yeah.
Ew.
So I saw the dog get taken out of a woman.
Oh, who's the...
The handler?
It's
I don't know.
An old lady from a dog show? Like...
yeah. Yeah, it was truly disgusting. And I wish I had not seen it. Standing there, and Kevin Spacey walked up and was like, "Who are you?" It's like, obviously he's trying to fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
What do you think that is? Anyway, the one guy he met at a bar, they were like talking and stuff, and then he was like, "Let's hang out." Oh, he's like, "There's a party at my house." So they go back to his house. He like makes out with them. There's no one else there. Yeah. And then
he was like, "People just come and go. It's that kind of party."
Yeah, that one. I think that actually might have been a different guy than the Saving Private Ryan guy.
That's a
he got him in the home theater. He got the Saving Private Ryan guy. They were at a house party, and he was like, "We should go check out this home theater."
Yeah,
the guy was like, "Okay." It's like, bro, you know what that
is. He's watching movies. They're both cinephiles, dude.
They are cinephiles. He grabbed one guy's dick on the set of fucking House of Cards.
Just honked him between shots. They were behind the curtain.
We were watching it last night. I was like, dude, I'm ruined. I've honked everyone. There's gonna be Shane Gillis on mask. Like, Gerben's crying. Like, you want that he grabbed my penis?
He told me it's what guys do for fun.
There's
intent, though.
True.
Yes.
There's a guy, the one guy he goes out with, he's like, let's go hang out. So they're walking around. They go to a movie theater. The guy had just worked on Saving Private Ryan. And he was like, oh, this is your movie. Let's go watch it. So they're sitting in the theater. And it's the opening scene. It's D-Day. And the guy said he looked over and Kevin Spacey was jacking off.
To D-Day.
To D-Day. To Saving Private Ryan's D-Day.
Right. Just headshot, explosion.
He was trying to take his temperature.
D-Day.
D-afternoon.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can trick guys that easily, it just goes to show that the women never stood a chance.
Absolutely right.
To be fair to Spacey, that's a very fair point. To be fair to Spacey, the possibility of getting head during that D-Day scene is immense, dude.
Iconic.
It'd be crazy.
It'd outweigh all of his Oscars. It'd be the biggest accomplishment. I made a straight guy suck my dick during D-Day.
Pop in, shake hands, blow a kiss. You know, yesterday was so nice.
Yesterday was a good day.
Yeah, it was fun.
Kids are a lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know how you... No. I can handle it. And those kids...
I know you can.
Compared to... My sister's kids. Your kids are angels. It's crazy.
They're good, but she had a total meltdown. It starts to end.
Meltdown was funny. I'd never seen a meltdown.
It's so funny, dude.
Yeah.
They go, it's full Shakespearean tragedy.
Yeah.
6 p.m. It's just like.
Oh, James's kid hit a tragedy, too.
Did he really?
Yeah. No, the girl, she built a pillow for it at the end.
Yep.
And then James was like, all right, let's go. And she's like, I just built the fort. I haven't even gotten to use it. And then James was like, all right, let's take a picture next to the fort so we always remember it. And she sat next to it like a pile of fucking pillows on the ground. Fort sucked. Sorry, James.
It was a very Australian fort.
It was a good Australian fort. Yeah. Very Aboriginal.
It was fun to see the differences in parenting between you and Brittany and James and his wife. Because at one point, James's daughter had one of those balloons that they were using in the pool. And she approached Brittany as I was grilling the food. And Brittany said, you keep that balloon away from me, little girl. Yeah. It just came out of her. Yeah. And I laughed so hard. And then Brittany was like, oh, shit, you weren't supposed to hear that.
I smashed one of James' kids with the door. He was standing by that fucking glass door. I opened it. It was just me and him in the hallway. And he was like... I was like, you're fine.
Dude,
don't fucking tell them.
They stand right in front of doors like dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids, I open my garage door so slow because I've like opened it and there's like, it's like, why are you standing right there? They'll frill, just like chill by the door like a sim. They'll just be like,
James's baby was, he was waiting. He was face against the glass. Annoying. The blinds were down.
They discovered the doggy door, and that was almost a nightmare.
The doggy door was big.
Yeah, I banished Maya from the doggy door. She's like, it's all I want to do.
It's a portal between worlds, Dad.
Yeah.
And they have a dog run over there, too. They were safe.
It was fun. Yeah, that happened to me. What? My boy went to Germany first, and he was like, dude, Europeans love Americans. Get ready. When I was going to Spain, I was like, sick. No one. Zero.
It's called the halo effect. Yeah. Good-looking people can go wherever the fuck they want.
Yeah, I was like, dude, if I spoke Spanish, you guys would think I was cool and funny.
No.
But without talking, people thought I was mentally challenged.
I think that's a mutant. Told you you're good fucking hounds, bro.
They're great hounds.
They just Netflix and chill.
They just chill that hard?
It's literally just sitting on my lap. It's great.
That's
Steve
awesome.
Loves a nice chill sesh.
This is like when you look at them and you're like, that's a pet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Matt met my dog. My dog was like a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, this is a pet.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is just nothing but enjoying
it. Say hello. Please.
Don't let him
piss. Stevie's going to say hello.
You know we can't bond like this.
Stevie, do not piss on the love sack. Yeah, lay down, brother.
How much? They don't piss that much, though, right?
It's all done.
No, just
Chloe, pissed in our closet the other day.
Your daughter?
They say he fucks furniture.
I heard he fucked furniture.
Yeah.
Everyone gets curious.
Who
among us? On the couch.
Yeah. Do pillows count?
In their bed.
Between couch cushions, that's the juicy type.
I mean, apparently he put a latex glove.
Juicy type? Dude, on couch cushions?
That's the juicy type.
He must have a fucking wad on you, bro.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Dude. Matt, you ever hit them between the cushions?
Matt, what are you hitting in that hotel room, dude?
I've just blasted it. I've never. No, I'm just saying. You never try to find like change in the couch and thought like, bro, this is a juicy type. Nah. This couch can have my money, bro. This couch can have it.
Yeah, I'm more of a morning waking up and just fucking sleeping on my stomach and humping the bed until I wake up. Like, my boner's huge.
Nah, man.
Just like, when you wake up, you got like a pee boner.
Yeah.
Like, Dennison couldn't get bigger if it tried.
Yeah, the pee boner.
Must be 15 inches.
Pee boner's disastrous. For morning sex? Yeah. So, like, I actually just have to pee. We gotta stop.
The whole time, like, I've never been harder. So I have to pee so bad.
Just gotta pee and hit her with the Ulta load. Just be like, oh fuck.
It's squirting.
Oh fuck.
It's a dehydrated it's so piss.
Spade described it as movie theater butter.
It's disgusting. So gross.
Spade's piss looks solid sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes my piss is like amber.
It looks like someone mixed Jello in the toilet.
I'm not healthy.
It's the color of your energy.
Ever represent themselves in court?
No. But my dad.
Somebody had tried thought about it.
My friend got arrested driving past a cop and he screamed. He was like, fucking pig.
Yeah, they don't like that.
And he caught us. Mm-hmm. He made me come out of the car and he was like, what'd you say? And I was like, I didn't say it. And he was like, who did? I was like, I'm not going to tell. I was like, I can't snitch on my friend.
Ain't no rat.
He was like, well, it came from your side of the car. And I was like, yeah. And it wasn't me.
Do the math here.
Come on, dude. I'm not telling you, but it wasn't me. And then we went to court, and
he brought you in for that?
Court, dude.
What? What was the charge?
I'm obstructing. He was pulling someone over.
It's
bullshit. But
these are trumped up charges.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, my dad stood up. I guess he knew the judge somehow. I don't know.
It's bullshit, Larry.
And he said something. And the judge, like, jokingly was like, are you his attorney? And my dad goes, no, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Shut the fuck.
Place went wild, dude.
Fucking way.
It's unbelievable.
All right, you guys get out of here.
Good shit. All right. Yeah.
Did he get convicted?
I think so.
Just had to pay a
Just
fine
like
or
a
something?
Fine, yeah.
Was a cop there to testify?
Yeah.
Slow day, huh?
Dork. This weekend, we're sitting at the bar. Me and O'Connor, this girl comes in and sits behind him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got his back to her, so he's facing me. I can kind of see her. She's like,
yeah,
hammered. Gremlin, dude. She starts punching Chris. And he thinks, like, oh, she's like,
yeah,
we're having fun. We're at the bar. He's like, hey, knocking off. Yeah. And he, like, went back to be like,
come on.
Yeah, above the waist.
Cut it out, we're goofing. And she was like, get your fucking hands off me, you piece of shit. And I was like, dude, we got to move. We got to get the fuck out of here. And then she kept doing it. She started like actually like pushing him off. Like I could see him like
push
moving. And I was like, hey, could you please like stop hitting my friend?
Yeah.
And she goes, you're fat. I was just like, God damn it, lady. Dude, she goes, you're fat. And then she goes, pulled her tube top down, put out her tits.
She's wearing a tube top?
Yeah. She went,
Jesus Christ.
Pulled out big fat boobs. And
ladies who still wear tube tops.
Had she not been so mean to me, I wouldn't have been mean back. But she was like, you're fat, pulled her tits out. I was like, your tits are fucking disgusting, dude. Those are disgusting, you gross idiot. And she was like, yeah, I am ugly. And I was like, no, you're not. I'm sorry. Like, she was like so sad. But then she was like, yeah, I'm ugly. I was like, no, you're not. And she was like, but you're fat, so who cares? And I was like, well okay, you're ugly. Fuck you. She couldn't even see me.
Yeah.
Hit me with the you're fat. I was like, damn, she's hit me with like you're fat from like me sitting. She could just see like tear up. She was just like, you're fucking fat. I was like, Jesus Christ.
God damn. Yeah, we see the whole of me.
And then we keep going. We go back to talking. She's just at the bar. She takes her fucking beer, just turns it upside down, puts it back, sits there. A bartender comes over. One of the fucking dudes came over and kissed her. He like came over to be like, hey, how are you doing? And she's like, and he kissed.
On the lips?
It was a peck on the lips.
Whoa. I was like, okay.
All right.
To be fair, that bartender was probably on coke.
Definitely.
To be fair, that guy was probably high.
She pours the beer out. She's just sitting there now. A guy comes over and is like, did you spill this? And she's like, no. I was like, you got to get her the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude.
So then they finally got her out. She goes to the bathroom. While she's walking back, that bartender that I saw kiss her is like, I saw all you guys looking at her when she was walking around. I was like, dude, you fucking kissed her. He was like, what the? No, I didn't. He like spazzed.
See, he did.
It was a great night.
That's pretty
fun. That was
it.
That was the end of it.
That was it.
I let him off the hook a little. I was like, I know. She kissed first. I was being generous, dude. He kissed a clearly blacked out woman.
Oh.
That's assault, brother.
Yeah, she was life of the party, though. As soon as she left, like, what was the point?
I mean,
that should be a police escort for a girl that drunk to get home. It's like
she was still outside when we left.
Really?
When we were leaving, she was outside. I was like, geez, dude.
What?
Somebody should help. Not me, though.
Someone will help her.
I'm a good Samaritan, not a fat Samaritan. You call me fat, I'm out. Dude, getting hit with just, all right, you're fat.
That's like, crazy.
Oh, come on, lady.
It's fucked up.
Like,
you're punching my friend.
Yeah, I was like, can you please stop?
I mean, the obvious question is, what happens if that's a dude?
If that's a dude, well, if he called me fat, I would just be like, you're gay.
Yeah, true.
I wouldn't fight a guy like that.
I'm just saying, the guy would have been removed from the bar in 4 seconds.
Oh, you're saying if a guy sat down and started doing that to women?
All that shit. Just,
oh, my God.
Just pouring shit on the bar.
Punched him in the face.
Bothering people.
Everyone would have whooped his ass.
Tries to kiss the bartender probably still would have kissed him.
Kissed. That guy would have kissed.
He's high on coke, and he's a fucking drug addict bartender.
You guys want?
He's high on coke and has too much hair gel as a drug addict bartender.
Fucking loser.
It is fun to pick a profession and just attack it as hard as you can.
It's very fun.
It's very, very fun. It's like, nuh-uh. And it's like, okay, what? So if you're not a drug addict bartender, you're a man bun pussy. So which one are you?
Ooh.
Man bun pussy with a cool beard or a random animal drug addict bartender, dude. There's nothing in between.
Are you a radical feminist? Fucking communist bartender?
Who's also kind of an alcoholic.
Who's definitely absolutely a raging alcoholic.
Yeah, man, it's funny. There's no other possible way in that industry.
There is. You can age out to be like women. There's women at the Elks in Mechanicsburg. It's just ladies, old ladies.
Yeah.
That's a good place to be.
You're saying
they're just like somebody's aunt.
Old aunt bartenders.
They wear like a crew neck fucking hoodie.
The rules are totally different. Yeah, rules are totally different to women.
Steelers sweatshirt. You're from like you 98. Can
be, you're just a tough bitch at that point.
Yeah.
That's just tough bitch. There's tough bitches, then there's just two types of dudes. That's it. Bartending.
That's absolutely right.
Unless you want to get on some Coyote Ugly stuff, but that's you're just having fun at that point. That's girls pretending to be bartenders.
Yeah.
Like a tall blonde fucking whipping. It's like, oh, come on.
I like
this
that.
Is your summer off from graphic design school. Go back, get out from behind the bar.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Grow up.
You're stealing a job from a tough bitch, dude.
Tough bitches, but they're also very nice. Like, hey, sweetie, how, like, honey, what do you want? They're very nice.
Yeah, true.
The tough bitches are very nice.
They're the best.
Like, you want some scratch offs? We got a popcorn machine.
They're among the best. That's what happens when you've, like, when you get this, when you've cut hair so much that your hands act up, hit the bar. Bartending, dude. It's tough bitch. It's tough bitch industry, dude. Haircut, bartending. Male ladies are kind of like the elite tough bitches.